Well, to outside observers, the pending purchase of data storage giant EMC by Dell for a whopping $67 billion is a huge win for the growing Massachusetts tech sector. Dell is based in Round Rock, Texas. EMC is headquartered in Hopkinton, where, by the way, the Boston Marathon starts. And this is a big sale. So why is it seen as a loss by some in Boston? Kurt Nickisch from Here Now contributor WBUR explains.
Boston's most popular tech conference gets underway this week, the annual UnConference.
So now I'm going to invite those of you who wish to host sessions. And these can be
the UnConference is unorthodox because only on the day of the conference do attendees come up with the sessions they want to hold and attend.
On Tech is for Girls, how do we get more women into technology and business to start companies, run companies, and grow them for success?
And don't be surprised if someone holds a session with a name like The Loss of EMC, How Can Boston Build and Keep World-Class Technology Companies?
It's always a bit concerning when you hear about an acquisition like this.
That's Tom Hopcroft. He's the head of the Massachusetts Technology Leadership Council, which is putting on the UnConference.
There's some value in having companies that are at scale like EMC in our ecosystem. We are a little bottom heavy.
By bottom heavy, Hopcroft means that Boston has plenty of startups and small tech companies and a good number of scale-ups, startups that are growing quickly into big businesses. But there are few tech giants. EMC was by far the biggest in IT here. Now it's moving its headquarters to Texas, where Dell is located, but EMC executive David Goulden is downplaying the acquisition's impact.
It means as we grow, there'll be more jobs in total in Massachusetts. Growth creates jobs. We plan to grow this business, and we plan to have more employees than we have today over time.
Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker says executives from EMC's buyer Dell have reassured him that EMC's business will stay in the Bay State.
The fact that they decided to locate their storage and server business here in Hopkinton is a great thing and a good sign, and obviously supports the strength we've always had in this.
Even so, there's a danger that losing corporate control to Texas will reduce the company's influence in Massachusetts. For example, EMC helped fund the Big Data Research Center at MIT 3 years ago. Professor Sam Madden spoke at the opening.
I see all of our students going off to these startup companies and these internet companies on the West Coast, and it really depresses me. And I'm hoping that this will be something that will encourage our students to stay here and innovate here. So.
And that's the other worry, that EMC sale will reinforce a perception that Boston is too small to support a technology giant. It may be a misperception, but it led Mark Zuckerberg to take Facebook, the business he started in a Harvard dorm room, and turn it into an internet giant out in the Bay Area.
You get this feeling when you're out here that you kind of have to be in Silicon Valley. Honestly, if I were starting now, I just would have stayed in Boston, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
To many people in Massachusetts, Dell buying EMC is all too familiar of another time when a big Texas company bought a Massachusetts icon. Compaq acquired Digital Equipment Corporation back in 1998. Digital had been a leading computer manufacturer until it missed out on the personal computing revolution. Glenn O'Donnell is a former EMC employee who did business with Digital.
Boston area was once considered one of the technology centers of the world with the 128 corridor and all the technology companies that were there. It's a far different scenario now.
Today, O'Donnell's an analyst at Forrester Research. He says even though the tech economy is booming overall in Boston, the longer-term question is how can the state retain as much of that boom as possible?
It's bigger than just one company leaving. Policymakers have to examine this and ask, why would businesses be moving away from a place like Boston?
In EMC's case, there are 67 billion reasons, and it's hard to compete with that. But you can't blame Boston techies for wondering what they have to do to build a company so big and powerful that it can do what Dell is doing, pay $67 billion to take over a prominent company in another part of the country. For Here and Now, I'm Kurt Nickisch in Boston.